No, he had it in the barn loft, and most of it, and what the barn loft wouldn't hold, why, then he'd stack it.
How about his hogs? Where did he keep them?
Well, and they, generally, he had a pasture fixed for the hogs, and then he had a big pen that he built when he went to fatten them in the fall to butcher when it got cool enough, and pretty close to the barn, so it wouldn't be too far to carry the corn out to. I used to have to feed them a lot.
What did they call that place that they kept the hogs?
Pig pen? A hog pen.
Did you have any place for keeping your milk and butter cool?
Yeah, I always kept it in the cellar. My dad dug a cellar.
Well, what would you call what kind of farm would you call it if a man had a lot of cows and sold milk?
Dairy.
Was there a place around the barn that was where you could let your stock out? That they didn't want to turn them out in the pasture, but wanted to get some fresh air, maybe wanted to let them out while you cleaned the barn and fenced in?
Yeah, and also open the gate and let them out in the pasture. And you want to do that.
I mean, was there a smaller fenced-in place near the barn where you might milk the cows if you want to milk them outdoors?
Yes, he had a lot built with had the old-fashioned rail fence around on one side of the barn where we could drive the cows in there in the summertime and milk them because the flies was bad in the summer.
When you speak of the rail fence, how was that built?
Well, it's just laid across one right after another like this. Bill, that's all kind of fancy.
Any other kinds of fences?
Oh, nothing, only he had around the house, had a plank fence around the house where he had to have some sawmill and had sawed and built it.
Did you have any wire used in the
fence? No wire. Around the garden had pail fence. He made the paling and had it. Put a post, you know, and then plank along and nail the paneling on to that.
Yeah, I was talking about
when
wire come in the fence. And what was the first kind that you remember?
Well, barbed wire is the first that I can remember.
Was there much rock over in your part of the state?
Oh, yes, a lot of it.
Did they ever use that for fences?
No. They never didn't get that out.
Yeah, it was just in the ground.
Yes, it's in the ground.
But the loose stuff.
No, none of it was no good. It was that salt stone. Yeah. It wasn't limestone.
Well, now, you mentioned your dishes. What kind did you have? What were they made out of?
Well, they was made out of just like the gut dishes now, but wasn't as good. And my mother had an old-fashioned cupboard. She kept those dishes in, sitting in the corner of the kitchen.
Well, now, the best that you had, what were they, was that likely to be made out of?
Well, it wasn't china. It was just old common dishes, real old-fashioned. And they were kind of creamy-looking. They wasn't the white dishes like we got.
Yeah, I remember my grandmother's. Did you had your own well?
Yeah, he dug the well.
Well, now, what did you bring the water in with?